Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome now to another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a greener and more sustainable planet for us all. And this week we'll be joined by Colin Cowman, who is the executive producer of The Salvage Squad, a brand new Virgin Media TV home interior makeover series, putting sustainability to the forefront, where everything must be either recycled, upcycled, sustainable, secondhand, or salvaged. A great idea. Before we speak to Colin, though, we send our Jane McNamara out to find out, because the budget for the makeover is €1,000, what would be the first sustainable thing you would do with your home if someone was to give you €1,000?
Some small solar panels in the windows or on the roof.
If I had €1,000, I would spend it on solar panels for the house. I think that would be worth the money.
I'd probably get the attic insulated through the roof, you know, with the foam.
I'm supposed to double glaze windows just to stop the heat loss, keep it a bit warmer.
Carpet, I'd spin it on carpet for the house, and that'd make it warmer.
Ooh, I think I would spend it on more insulation in the attic.
For €1,000, you're not going to get much.
Well, you'd be very surprised. Joining us now is Colin Cowman, executive producer of a brand new Virgin TV home interior makeover series, The Salvage Squad, which puts sustainability at its forefront. Colin, thanks for joining us this evening. For anybody who perhaps hasn't yet seen it, it airs Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. Can you just give us a brief overview of what the series is fundamentally all about?
Well, yeah, look, there's always been a great appetite on Irish television and right across Europe for makeover shows, and I've worked on many of them myself. But really, from our perspective, what we were looking to do was to see, could we do all of those kind of room transformations, but with a sustainability focus on it. So we're having a conversation in the show, on air, about where our things come from. And we're asking the question, do we need to buy everything new? Can we create the same degree of quality makeover without buying anything new? And really the answer is, to create a really jaw-dropping or show-stopping room transformation, you don't need to buy everything new. So this means going to recycle sites. This means, upcycling. It means going through every your neighbours and your own stuff and asking the question, can we give all of this a whole new lease of life by cleverly upcycling or coming up with an overall design that brings it all together?
And each family, each makeover is given a budget of €1,000, Colin.
Really, the €1,000 is our material spend. So furniture and materials we're going to need to do up the room. Now, when you go on to some of the recycle sites or and there's many, many markets online where you can actually get secondhand quality furniture. And when I say quality, we were blown away, Carol, by the quality of the stuff that people are throwing away. Much of what we actually got was free. You'll see it on the show. We put these price tags up over the reveals to show you where some of the items actually came from. And we were picking up sofas and curtains and armchairs and sideboards and lighting fixtures for between zero and €50, €100, €250 for an armchair, which was in fantastic condition. And really, this is how that kind of €1,000 was spent. And, you know, we had our teams scouring the internet, going to local charity shops. There are fabulous charity shops and salvage shops all around the country. It's amazing how many there are.
And the whole show, Colin, takes a very holistic approach to sustainability, doesn't it?
You know, the structure of the show is one part, but also how we as a team really leaned into sustainability, because it wasn't just about what was happening in front of the camera, but it was also how we actually worked as a production team. We had to do it sustainably. You couldn't do it sustainably in front of the lens without also thinking about how we are actually doing it ourselves. Like, we would have been shooting, we say, in Wicklow, and we come across this gorgeous sort of mid-century dresser in Donegal, and straight away we're going, well, we can't do that. We have to shop local. You know, there's no point in us travelling a van from Donegal, and, you know, you've saved thousands of euro on the actual item, but then you're putting up all these road miles and, you know, all that sort of stuff. Just careful scheduling and making sure that the logistics become part of the sustainable logistics become part of the DNA of how we actually approach the production of the show.
Well, you know? it's a fantastic job. What I love about the show as well, too, is the fact that the homeowners themselves, I mean, they have to get their hands dirty, too. So it's bringing in the whole idea of fixing things. Because often, we're just great at throwing stuff out and buying new stuff. But in actual fact, half the time, the stuff we throw out, it just needs to be fixed.
You could not be more correct on that one, Carol. And it's a really good point. The DIY piece is absolutely brilliant because the more you start doing little elements of DIY, you start to really build a love affair for it. And most of our homeowners said afterwards, they learned so much on the show and it, again, empowered them and they got really into it. You know, it seems so out of reach, but the more you kind of unpick it and get into it, you realise how practical and actually, you know, available sustainable living actually is, you know, so it's really worth a look.
Absolutely. And a reminder, you can catch the Salvage Squad on Virgin Media One every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. Colin Cowan, the executive producer, thank you very much for joining us this week.
And thanks to you as well, Carol.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes or you'd like to find out more about what Hours to Protect is indeed all about, you'll get all the information on our website, sunshineradio.ie, and at hourstoprotect.ie as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for joining me. And I look forward to bringing you another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.